Hello, my name is Veronica McDonald. I'm the CEO of Lifeline MacArthur Western Sydney. The event today, done by the Surrey Club, came about in partnership with the Harvard to Hockbury Lifeline and MacArthur and Western Sydney Lifeline, really addressing the underlying issue of educating women on what is it like to actually domestic violence. And it was very well organized by the Surrey Club in terms of learning and educating what are the aspects of the areas on recognizing domestic violence, what is it, how can be addressed, and how important it is for the education of the children, the family, the community. So it's not just touching one area, it touches everybody. So as you know, people dying every week in the hands of the family, which I call, whether it's a partner, a husband, that's a family to me. And if people are dying, we need to do something.
If a person is in a situation like that, because there's a lot of fear, there's a lot of apprehension, what is it that they can do? Is there a number that they can call, or how is a person, like, who are they supposed to reach out to? Because it's a very, very difficult situation.
It is a very difficult situation. So the most important is to call 1-800-RESPECT. So we can start from there, but it goes beyond that. It goes beyond to the STEM bias. It goes beyond to people who they connect, because this connection is where we get to these big issues. So for example, if trying not to fix the problem if it's the problem is to be, and just make a decision about when you have to call 000, because if the situation has become really uncontrollable, we need to get the police to actually do what they need to do. Now, when it's more subtle, because it's many ways, many more, and the way domestic violence works is really it's a process. No one just have one off fight, an argument, or that's normal. Mm. What you see is creating isolation, taking the victim again from the friends and family. So that's how it starts. It started in a very subtle way. So when people say, oh, why, how you don't leave domestic violence? It's not because by the time you discover it, your self-esteem is down because someone has made you feel inappropriate, you're not good enough, you're not beautiful enough, you're not educated enough, I'm the one who brings everything. So it's a lot of things underlining. So when you think that, if you are there, try to get people to understand what it's like. And the terrible thing is there are children growing up in that community, and our children, they don't know what to do because they're children. So it is important for women to actually have the courage to converse with the doctors, general practitioner, with someone. When they call 1-800-RESPECT, there will not be the opportunity to fix all the problem, but they will be open to resources of connecting, talking in different ways, minimizing the elevation of the situation. I think what we need to start working on is to actually minimizing early intervention approach. How do we talk to people? And today, the workshop today about respect and understanding was that, to actually really, the panel was really good at bringing from a lawyer's point of view, from a migration point of view, from domestic violence point of view. I think the Surrey Club had a really good organized, and we were alone to provide the venue because we are part of the DVLR training, for example. So it's important for us.
Yeah. And I guess what you're also saying here is that sometimes it can start as emotional abuse. It may not necessarily be that a person just hits you. They'll try to bring down your self-esteem. They'll try to isolate you and basically mind control, sort of a thing.
Right. So the important thing, if you think about, is when, if you reach out, for example, because today was really clear, highlighted by one of the people who shared their story, when she said, I became a liar, because people ask you on the outside, how are you? And you go, oh, I'm okay. But no one knows what's going behind the door, because you feel no power. So how do you manage to work through what, to your confidence when the person you love the most, whether it's your partner, your husband, it becomes the perpetrator, and it makes you feel that you're not good enough. So it's very hard. It's very difficult. It's very social disempowered. So this is when we need to work on the empowerment. Now, the Lord Mayor of Parramatta today, he highlighted that many things on Parramatta Council are to support women. So this is where we need to do. We need to look at websites. We need to look at information. The information is there to become more self-sufficient, to become more self-aware, and to work within ourselves as women.
Thank you so much, Veronica, for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for you too. Thank you.